collided the SS Bon Blanc with the animal whose departure from the port was postponed. A colon arrived in the late afternoon, so the vessel weighed anchor, awaiting her doom. December 6, 1917, the signals from the gotcha Placardia were seen. Clearance was granted for Imor to leave. From the basin to the narrows, she left at full speed. The Imor was heading towards Dartmouth's fine shore. Heard a speed so excessive, 'twas hard to ignore. Though the oncoming Mont Blanc shot a blast from her horns, but Imor did not yield, she kept on her course. They collided at 8:45, so it said, as barrels of benzol broke out on the deck, and quickly it flooded down into the hold, when a fire ignited out of control. Explosion blew her apart, and a cloud of white smoke rose high up above. The shockwave was felt as far as Cape Breton. 400 acres destroyed in a second. A tsunami was formed, 60 feet high, and slammed in the harbor of the Halifax side. The island was thrown clear up to shore. A tugboat and a whaler had thrown all aboard. Almost 2,000 souls were instantly killed, and 9,000 injured, and buildings were leveled. Hundreds of blinded who watched from their homes, and hot shards of iron smashed into their bones. People were thrown from the blast into buildings. Bodies were scattered with heads and limbs missing. In a blizzard of snow swept across from the ocean, and humbled the rescue to the Halifax explosion.